Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm Tegan and I'm obsessed with showing you how to live life your own way. I do this not by telling you what to do, but by guiding you to reconnect to your intuition. I utilize the Human Design System in my Human Design Hack segment at the end of each episode, so you will learn how each of the topics I explore applies to your unique energetic blueprint. The advice you receive will be catered to who you really are, not who you think you should be. The days of trusting external authorities to make our decisions for us are coming to an end. There's no better time than right now to reconnect to the real you, the version of you that's excited for your future, the version of you that makes your own choices and in doing so gets to consciously create the life of their dreams. This is my wish for you, and this is what my podcast is all about, showing you how to trust yourself completely as you create the relationships, the opportunities, and the lifestyles you've always dreamed of. In these episodes, we will explore each topic from three angles, from an individual level, a relationship level, and a human design level. Save this podcast in your favorites because it's about to change your life. Well, you're about to change your life. Now, let's get into today's episode. Okay, let's be real. Most of the time when we're experiencing an issue, it's usually always to do with relationships, guys. Like most of our struggles are coming up when we're experiencing life with the other, you know, with somebody else who we don't have control over. And you know what we do? This is our normal process. We think, if only this person was like this, or if only this person had acted like this, or if only this person had done this, then our relationship would be better, and then I or you wouldn't be feeling shit. So straight away, don't feel bad about this. This is very normal. This is a very normal part of the human experience. But there is no way in hell that you're going to be able to get a hold on your feelings by trying to control other people. And that is a fact. So I'm going to be sharing with you in today's episode how and why, like why you're suffering, or quote unquote, when you're feeling bad, or when you're feeling, you know, like you're going through a challenge in your life. It's always a you thing. It's never to do with what somebody else should or shouldn't have done. It's never to do with somebody else's behavior. It's always to do with how you're perceiving what's going on around you. And it's your perception of what's going on that's actually causing your feelings to come up. So your feelings are a response to what you're thinking. Okay, so if you think you've got this expectation or this idea about, you know, say you've got an idea about your dream partner and you're like, yeah, my dream partner does this, this, and this, you know, you have this expectation or this vision for yourself and your relationships. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all. What I am saying is you'll know when you're going on the right path with that manifestation or with the realization of that relationship, when you're feeling good about that. And what I mean by this is, say you have an idea and as I said, it's really great to have like a vision and a focus for yourself on what you want your relationships to be like, because that's how we get what we want, through knowing what we want, you know? But I want to point out that it's through realizing what we do not want that we can actually flip the switch and then connect to what we do want. But what lots of us are doing is we are acting, living out, responding to life, thinking like we're thinking in certain ways and acting in certain ways because we're focused on what we don't want. Okay. So I know for me, when I left my last relationship, I went through, you know, the journey of, you know, the emotional waves of leaving a long-term relationship and going through that. And then I went through that wave and I was like, okay, I got closer and more connected because, you know, through that relationship, I'd learned more and more what I didn't want. And then it connected me to what I did want. But what I was doing, and I didn't really realize it at the time, but I was just living life like I wasn't focusing on what I didn't want. I just knew what I wanted. And I wasn't really heavily focusing on what I wanted because I didn't have doubt around that. So it's only when you doubt things and you don't actually believe in things that you're going to try to like heavily focus on something you do want. Okay. So if you're like, yeah, I'm totally focusing on what I do want, but then I'm stressed and this and that, I'm like, no, like it's just a fact that you aren't focusing on what you do want because you wouldn't feel that way. Okay. If you were focusing and living your life like what you wanted has already happened, you would not feel the resistance of like, you know, the thoughts coming through like, but I'm stressed about this or I'm stressed about that or what if this doesn't work out? That those thoughts are coming from you focusing on what you do not want. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just like bring awareness to it because that's how, again, that's how you become a conscious creator of your experience, by being aware of what you're thinking and being honest about what you're thinking. If you pretend that you're focusing on what you do want when you're clearly not, you cannot change this way of thinking because it's actually when you change how you think that you shift how you feel. And when you shift how you feel, you're actually also shifting the vibrational frequency of what you're attracting to your life. So this is what's so good about feeling bad is it allows you to recognize when you're focusing on what you do not want. So what a lot of us are doing, as I said, is we've just like missed the next step. So we've figured out what we do not want, and then we get the idea of what we want. So for example, say you have a car and then the car's kind of deteriorating. It's through the experience of having the car that's no longer what you want that you connect with the fact that you want a new car. But then if you actually like, you know, now what a lot of us people are doing, you're going, why can't I then get this car? You know, if you learn about law of attraction, manifestation or whatever, you'll learn that it's just like, just think about what you want or all this stuff. And like, it's all a bit airy fairy. But by being connected to your emotions, you'll be able to very, very clearly recognize when you're focusing on what you do want or not. Because when you're focusing on what you do want, you're going to feel good. You're going to generally, like, you're going to not be doubting yourself. You're going to know that you're going to get the result. It's not something you have to convince yourself. It's just how you are and feel and all that shit. So it's really not as complicated as we make it out to be. Like the idea of like, how do I know when I'm focusing on what I want versus when I'm not focusing on what I want, or when you're focusing on what you don't want. And the fact of the matter is that when you're focusing on what you don't want, you're going to be experiencing resistance. You're going to be feeling stressed. You're going to be worried. You're going to be doubting yourself. When you're feeling like, when you're focusing on what you do want, you're going to be in a state of like trusting. You're still going to be having to quote unquote work hard. And guess what? There's still going to be things that come up. You're going to have moments where, again, you realize what you don't want and you're not going to feel good. But then again, you can shift that and go, now I know more and more what I do want. So it doesn't mean you're not going to have emotional waves. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to feel good all the time. Not that at all. It just means that you have to be truthful about what you're feeling. And through, again, being connected to how you feel, you're going to know exactly what you need to do to shift your state and to focus again on what you do want. So let me get to the point of what I'm sharing in this episode. When you're thinking, like when you're analyzing how somebody else is acting and you're like, they're not doing all the things that I want, I can guarantee you are focusing on what you do not want. And therefore, as I said, you are now acting as a person who is going to get what you do not want. Because say you want somebody, you have a vision for yourself of a relationship where there's open and honest communication, where you can fully be yourselves. And that means that that person can just express and even say things to you like, I don't like when you do this, or you annoy me doing that. And you want to be in a relationship where you're like, ah, oh, I just want people to be able to express themselves fully. And you know that's what you want. But then you're worried about things like, oh, if I don't share, like I'm worried that if I say this, this is what they'll think. You are not acting like a person who wants to be in a relationship where people can just be themselves and express themselves authentically and naturally. So because you're not acting like this, because again, if you're like worrying like, oh, but if I say this, like they might interpret it this way, so I'm just not going to say it, blah, blah, blah. Right now, you're just so scared of not getting what you don't want that you're going to get it, because there's no way that being like, in order to be in a relationship where you can authentically express and be yourself and share your truth, you yourself have to be able to do that in your relationships. So you're not going to be able to manifest and be in a relationship where both parties are like equally vulnerable, open and honest, if you yourself cannot do that. And the reason you're not doing it is because you're fixated, You don't even realize it, maybe, probably, but you're right now acting from a place of being fixated on what you do not want. So yeah, your actions now are going to reflect what you don't want. So you just can't get your relationship that you want in this way. It's not going to work. That's why they say all those things like you've got to become what you want, because you really do. You have to become what you seek. So if you don't have what you want right now, this is the facts, okay? If you don't have what you want right now, it's because you're not who you want to be right now. And it's not that you aren't. You actually are the person you want to be all the time, but you're in resistance with yourself. You're doubting yourself. You're acting and thinking from this place of being afraid of getting what you do not want. This is actually what's stopping you from getting what you do want. It's this. So that's why the simple shift of realizing that your actions are not a result of your reality and your experience is not a result of the actual reality, like the one reality. It's a result of what you're focusing your attention on. So now this is so cool. You realize, wait a second, I have control over what I focus my attention on. Now, this is where people get confused too, because a lot of the time we have this idea again that like, oh, I shouldn't feel bad emotions, because if I feel bad emotions, I'm not going to manifest whatever it is that I want. But you need to be honest with yourself, and being honest with yourself means you are connected to your emotions. It means that you're not resisting your emotions. This, like, when you are not resisting your emotions, that's again when you now become the conscious creator. When you're resisting your emotions, you are not a conscious creator. You are now kind of reacting to your experiences, and, you know, you'll feel kind of like life is out of your control. So what am I getting at here? Oh my gosh, there's like a really nice chia pudding on my desk right now. Mango chia pudding. And I just got a little distracted looking at that. But back to what I was saying, when you're focused, like when you're focused on what you do not want, you're going to have the experience. Like that's how you're going to be experiencing life. Like you're getting what you don't want. And shifting the perspective and realizing, wait a second, I am always getting what I want, like shifting that. But the point that I was getting at is you can't lie your way through this. So what a lot of people do is they think, okay, I just have to feel good all the time. But what they end up doing is they actually end up repressing their emotions. Like, trust me, I've been there. I'm speaking from experience here. What we end up doing is we think, oh, I just have to feel good. So we end up actually being disconnected from our emotions, because we're afraid that if we feel bad, we're going to be getting bad things in our life. But the case of the matter is that it's only when you're really actually connected to your emotions and feeling the whole wave, like the good and the bad, that you now have the most creative control over your life. So when you feel bad, don't disregard that. Like you shouldn't, like, again, it's like you don't actually feel bad because you feel bad. You feel bad about feeling bad. So you'll repress your emotions because you think, fuck, well, now that I'm thinking bad thoughts, I'm going to get bad things. But you're now not even feeling your emotions because you're ashamed of them. So you've kind of separated from them again. And that's when you're going to really start to see, like, again, you're going to be acting from this place of fear. It's your actions, guys, your actions that are going to be manifesting your life. You get what you, like, give. So, you know, karma is your doing, you know. It's literally however you're acting is whatever you're getting back. And your actions are coming directly from what you're thinking. And your feelings are not, like, coming, like, your feelings are not actually the cause of your misalignments. Your thoughts that are the cause. Your feelings are the guides that are trying to put you back on track. So you have to feel them. So even when you feel bad, don't think for a second that you're getting further away from your manifestation or your goal, or your dream relationship or whatever, because it's actually, you're getting closer by acknowledging your feelings, going through the waves. You're actually getting closer, not further away. So I want to break that common misconception about manifestation or about getting what you want. It doesn't, like, just because you have a bad feeling doesn't mean that that's getting you further away. It's unacknowledged feelings. It's repressed feelings that are getting you further away. So what a lot of us do, as I said at the start of this episode, is we try to control other people to get what we want. And as I said, the only reason you ever do this is because you're focusing on what you do not want. Because people who know that they're going to get what they want don't act as if they do not know. Does that make sense? So when I left my last relationship, I came out the other side of that knowing more than ever what I wanted. And I'll tell you guys, it was the best 5 months of my life. Like, I was going through this beautiful stage in my life where I had little responsibility. I had like the space to reconnect with myself. I was so grateful for that time in my life. And I was going out and meeting different types of people. I was dating, and I wasn't there like worrying about, oh, this person has another quality I don't want. I was like so focused on what I did want that every experience was beautiful. It was all great. Like even, as I said, even the lows and of those waves, like it was still what I would describe as a great experience because I was so connected to myself. So then I was no longer in resistance with things. Like I had, pardon me, I had an experience where I ended up meeting my now boyfriend while I was seeing someone. We weren't actually dating, like we weren't official, you know, we hadn't set rules of engagement, like we can't see other people. So I actually met my now boyfriend while I was seeing someone else. And because I wasn't in resistance with myself, like I know that my past self going back a couple of years would have been like, oh, it's not, you know, I can't even like explore the idea of liking this other person because currently I'm seeing somebody else, even though we hadn't established the ground rules of that, like in terms of like we weren't exclusive or official. I still probably would have been way too like I would have had this idea that this would have been really bad or this would have been really good, and I would have used my mind to make my decisions. But I was really just so in at one with myself that my mind wasn't making decisions, which is really how we're designed to operate, guys. Again, I'll share a little bit on human design at the end of this segment, but essentially I was acting as like I was acting as a person that knew exactly what I wanted and had no doubts about it, and I literally felt like that. So guys, like you'll know you're going to be like in your dream relationship or have that dream opportunity or whatever come up because you'll feel like you already have it, okay? It literally feels like you already have it. So you won't be worrying, you won't be stressing. So that's how you know when you're getting like when you're going to get what you want, because you literally already feel like you already have it in your mind and in your experience. You're already acting like the person that has it. So this is a huge, like huge guiding point for you, because when you're trying to control how other people act, behave, all those things, what you're doing is you're outsourcing and you're thinking to yourself, once they change, then I'll feel good. Or you're trying to kind of force things into places where they're not meant to be. And all of these actions, guys, are coming from you focusing on what you don't want. So you're gonna stop trying to control people when you know that you're just going to get what you want. Like you're not going to be acting like a person who, guess what, when you act like that, you will not get what you want. Because if you want, back to my previous example, somebody, you want to be in a relationship where you can be fully, completely yourself, open, honest, and real. The person that you want won't, like, they won't stay around you if you're like constantly ridiculing yourself for certain feelings or beliefs, because you'll also ridicule them, whether you know it or not, you will. And they simply won't stay around. And then you might go, well, you know, as I said, depending on whether you recognize this was, again, just a really great opportunity for you to reset, you know, to reconnect to what you do want, you might even more and more and more focus on what you do not want. So you're the creator of it all. So all of your emotional feelings, all of your feelings, they're all from you. You are the creator of it all. Like your feelings, again, they're not the root cause. They're a symptom of beliefs that you have. And they also let you know what your point of focus is. If your point of focus is on what you do want, you're going to already literally be living, acting, feeling like the person who has exactly what you want. You won't even know the difference. You won't even be looking for anything because you already will have it, people. That's what it feels like. And yeah, when you're not in that state, don't worry about it. Like, don't feel bad about feeling bad. This is equally as great and beautiful because it's getting you, like, it's the journey you're on. Like, it's the whole point. You're not meant to be able to predict everything. So don't feel bad about feeling bad. Just become one with those emotions, and trust me, you'll get where you want to go so much quicker because you won't be resisting yourself. Because when you're resisting how you feel, you're resisting yourself. Yeah, I think I got out the points I wanted to share today. This is going to be a bit of a shorter episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I just really wanted you guys to know that your feelings are completely to do with you. are never to do with anyone else. How you feel is always your responsibility. And that's a beautiful thing. And that doesn't mean you should be trying to control your emotions, because as I said, controlling your emotions is the same as resisting. Like, it's a paradox. When you want to get more control of your emotions, you have to surrender to those emotions. Through surrendering, you get clarity on yourself. And with that clarity, you now have the ability to consciously create your life. So yeah, we just go about it the wrong way. We think, if we just repress how we feel, we're controlling how we feel, but you're just not acknowledging how you feel, which means all the lessons that your feelings are there to teach you are like building up like a bank in your bank that you can't access. It's like a bank account filling up with money you can't access. But you can always access them, guys. There's no age limit. There's no time limit. Like, there's no need to rush yourself. It's all about doing what you want to do. And guess what? You have it in you to completely change your circumstances and completely shift everything about your life. Just because you've had heaps of shitty toxic relationships in the past does not mean you're destined to have shitty toxic relationships. If you have the courage to be the change you seek, that's how you do it. So how this affects you personally, when you realize that all of your emotions are coming from you, they're not a result of how somebody else has behaved, acted, or how they are, it's actually due to your perception, you can relax now, because guess what? You can't control other people. So if you keep trying to live through this way of trying to control people around you, you're going to end up pushing them away from you, because nobody likes to feel controlled or told what to do. Nobody. You don't, I don't, no one. So when you're trying to control other people, you're going to manifest the exact results you were afraid of, because you're going to be pushing people away from you. People aren't going to be enjoying being around you, and you're literally creating the reality that you were scared of. When you realize, wait a second, how I feel is my responsibility, it's very freeing, because you realize, wait a second, there's no point trying to control the people. It's just like a waste of time. Now you can put that energy into yourself. Now you can get more connected to your emotions and stop numbing yourself out from the life experience and come home to who you really are, which is a being that has such incredible emotional intelligence and such an incredible ability to guide oneself wherever we desire to go. We have that ability. So personally, you're actually going to feel more in control of your life when you let go of control. If you're always gripping onto control, you're never going to feel in control of your life. You have to surrender. Let go of the control, and you'll realize that you had way more control than you ever thought. So this is really great. You're going to be conserving your energy. You're going to feel way more energized, because you're not going to be draining your life force, worrying, running around in circles, doubting, all that shit. And then when it comes to your relationships, again, like, they're going to just do a flip. Trust me, I've gone through this flip that I'm sharing with you. I really, really used to be like somebody who thought I needed to change other people and fix other people, and only to realize that it was me that needed to change. In your relationships now, you're going to feel so much more alive, people. You're going to feel so many much more connected, because you're now one with your emotions. So that's what the fucking point of life is, people. So much of your joy, like the whole part of the experience, is to be at one with your emotions and with yourself. So now people around you are no longer going to feel that energy of you trying to tell them how to be, which is such a relief. Nobody wants to be around that, including yourself. You're going to be way less hard on yourself. So you're going to be having way more fun, because you're not trying to control yourself. And through not controlling yourself, the paradox is realized, where you actually do get a lot more control. Really fun. You're going to just be a conscious creator. You're going to go from thinking and living like you had no control to knowing that you do. And that is such a huge up level for your life and your experiences. And your relationships will thrive, because you are being yourself now. You are being who you really are, which means you're attracting who you really are. You're always attracting wherever you're at, wherever you are, and whoever you are. So that's really cool. Knowing that you are the one at the center of it all means that you can design yourself, guys. You can create whatever you want, and whatever you want to create will come to you. So that's how it's going to affect you on an emotional, on a relationship level. And then finally, let's do a little bit of human design spice to finish off the episode. Again, this comes down to celebrating human difference instead of trying to make the world conform with your ideas and beliefs. So it's just such a, like, the person trying to control is always the one suffering the most. That's a fact. When you're trying to control other people, you are suffering the most. People that are being controlled, like, it's never a good feeling either. But also, when you realize again that you're the creator, you realize that you are also giving that control to other people. So you really are the creator, people. And yeah, human design again allows you to see through the body graphs, through a visual like party, you're able to see how unique you are. You can relax in knowing that that's by design. We're not here. I think there's a real misconception that we're here to like come to earth or like be on earth and like make the rules so that we're doing things right and then eliminate the wrong. But we're not here to do that, because if there was just one set of rules that everybody followed, as I said, there'd literally be no point, because there'd be no diversity and there'd be nothing making this whole thing exciting and expansive. So on a human design level, realizing that you don't need to control other people to have a good life, it means you're going to go from being afraid of diversity and difference to celebrating diversity and difference. And you're going to be able to experience what that feels like to be in a state of being in awe of life instead of afraid of it. So it's a huge, huge game changer. Again, I do human design readings. So make sure you check out my website. Look at my offerings. I have it all clearly there. And if you'd like to book a Connect to You session, then do it. Because human design really, really allowed me to gain perspective and understanding of myself that has seriously up-leveled my life. So yeah, get on that. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye. I'm so glad you pushed play, and I hope you got so much juice from today's episode. Start applying all the tools and techniques that resonated with you so you can continue to embrace who you really are, one new action and belief at a time. If you're loving the podcast, be sure to leave a review. Every month I select one person who has rated my podcast and shared it on their social media to join me for a complimentary human design reading podcast episode. Make sure you let me know when you share the podcast so I get your entry. Now go enjoy your day or night wherever you are. I can't wait for next week's episode.